Every week is a joint effort to get people happily cooking in their home kitchens. We check in with the great minds behind America's Test Kitchen. Tucker Shaw joins us today. Tucker heads up the Cook's Country team there. And Tucker, it's so good to have you back.
Thanks for having me today, Lynn.
You do a lot of research into kitchen and food safety. What is your take on the sponge?
Well, okay, so we live in pretty divided times, right? But I think we can all agree that there's nothing worse than a stinky, musty sponge.
Mm-hmm.
When you smell that kind of musty aroma, what it means is that you've got some bacteria happening in your sponge. And if you take that sponge and wipe it across a surface or use it to clean dishes, you're basically just distributing that bacteria a little bit more widely than you would want to. The good news is that sponges are pretty cheap and, you know, it's not too big a deal to toss it and replace it. But we in the test kitchen are ridiculously frugal sometimes, and we hate to throw things away. So we looked for a way to get rid of that smell out of the sponge and kind of get them clean again and usable again.
Right.
So we tried freezing them. We tried running them through the dishwasher. We tried microwaving them. And many of these techniques had varying degrees of success. When we tested the sponges after them, we would see reduction in levels of bacteria and so forth. The microwave of these three options worked the best, but there was the unfortunate side effect of occasional sort of spontaneous combustion of the sponge in
that's
the microwave,
a bit of a problem.
Which defeats the purpose. So our favorite method was to drop your sponge in boiling water for 5 minutes and boil it at a high rolling boil, and you will pretty much kill all the junk in that sponge that's making that smell.
Great tip. Great tip. So what else do we need to know? I realize it's a vast subject, but...
One thing you may not be thinking about is how dirty the surface of your sink is. And it's bad news because you think, oh, okay, I'm in here using hot soapy water all the time, washing dishes, running clean water through it. This should be one of the cleaner surfaces in the kitchen. But in fact, it's just the opposite. The surface of your sink is the dirtiest surface in your kitchen. The faucet is a close second. So you got to keep it clean. And that means giving it a quick scrub with hot soapy water after you're done doing your dishes. And then every few days, maybe once a week, you want to hit it with a very mild bleach solution. So we use 1 tablespoon of bleach mixed into 1 quart of water. You give it a good wipe down, a little scrub if you need to, and then a good rinse. And then you should be good. But you need to stay vigilant about your sink because it's pretty gross.
Yeah. You're right. You don't think about that kind of thing. What about refrigerator temperatures? What's the range that's safe?
So the danger zone is 40 degrees to 140 degrees. You basically want food to be outside of this window. That means making sure that the fridge is 40 degrees. You don't want to go too much lower than that because you certainly don't want to freeze things that are in the mm-hmm. refrigerator. But just make sure that the fridge is about 40 degrees. What happens when you enter that window between 40 degrees to 140 degrees, and I'm talking about Fahrenheit here.
Right.
You know, that's like party time for bacteria. I mean, those little cooties just reproduce like crazy. They double every 20 minutes. I mean, it's really, you know, just it's their fantasy and our nightmare. So don't let food linger in that zone for too long. When you're cooling down something, some leftovers to put in the fridge,
right,
you want to leave them on the counter for about an hour, no more than that, to bring them down to around 70 degrees. And this is to make sure that when you do put it in the fridge, you aren't raising the temperature inside your fridge too much. So bring them down to about 70 degrees, then slide it into the fridge so that when you're ready to eat, it should be good to go. But here's the thing that people don't often think of, which is you want to speed up the reheating process of your food. So you would think, hey, I'm not going to zap this leftover soup with too much heat too quickly because I don't want to cook it again. I just want to bring it up to temperature.
Mm-hmm.
But if you bring it up too slowly, your soup is lingering in that danger zone between 40 degrees and 140 degrees for maybe longer than you would like it to. So bring the food through that danger zone as quickly as you can. And if you just simmer for a couple of minutes, maybe three or four, your soup will be plenty hot and you'll also be safe.
Tucker, great information. Thanks so much.
Lynn, thanks for having me.
Tucker Shaw reigns over the Cook's Country team at America's Test Kitchen. Head to SplendidTable.org for a quick rundown of Tucker's clean kitchen tips.